किए जा। परम पिता को याद किए जा, मुश्किल को आसान किए जा। प्यारे पिता को तू याद किए जा, प्यारे पिता को तू याद किए जा। जीवन चमन आबाद किए जा।
ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। Today we have Dr. Nikhil Patel with us. Dr. Nikhil Patel is a Baba's child since his childhood, and he is a neuropsychiatrist. He did his MD also. Like we all know, on 18 January Baba was praising doctors a lot, you know. In the song also we just heard Dawa and Duva. Both blessings and medicines, through blessings and medicines they cure many patients. Especially in the confluence age, the role of a doctor is very important. And he is giving his selfless service in Global Hospital since last 20 years. So you can just imagine how much fortune he might have created. So, and health is a very important issue these days. So we will listen about the topic, how to live a healthy life, from Dr. Nikhil Patel.
Om Shanti, good morning. How many of you understand Hindi? Hindi, good. English? Right. Although I'm going to speak in English, because translation is being done, right? My sincere apology, I got delayed because there was a traffic jam here. I was driving the car, so I had to change the whole route and come towards Pandavabhavan. Took about 20 minutes extra. That's why I got delayed. Drama repeats itself. History repeats itself. All of you are from Russia? Or there are some brothers and sisters who are also from other countries other than Russia? Okay, right. So today I'm going to talk about holistic health, as has been announced in the morning. In this birth, I am acting as a doctor, as a neuropsychiatrist. And it's my pleasure and privilege to be in Baba's hospital for last almost 20 years and to treat the patients, Baba's children as well as the other children from the local community and also from the global community. And at times I'm happy to be with Brahmin family in some way or the other. In hospital, we have one-to-one interaction with the patient, whereas when we are in the class like this, I'm interacting one-to-many. So that's a different experience altogether as compared to the hospital. Health, as you all are aware of, I need not tell you, is defined and redefined and redefined by World Health Organization. It's not merely an absence of disease, but it's the complete well-being of an individual. And it does include physical health, mental health, social health, and spiritual health as well. What I'm going to say within half an hour, and then we can have a question and answers, because that's more lively and more interesting. Two-way traffic is always good rather than one-way traffic, right? So we'll have some interaction also. I need not tell you much about physical health. You all are aware of different aspects of physical health. Is it okay, my speed of speaking? Is it being translated well? Yeah? It's okay? Physical health has three or four major components. And if it's being taken care of very well, then one can enjoy very good physical health. It starts from cleanliness. Cleanliness is next to godliness, as has been said in the world, right? Cleanliness prevents almost 80% of diseases, physical diseases, like infectious diseases and diseases caused by bacteria and viruses. Cleanliness in every form. Sometimes the doctors joke that, as Baba says, you have to forget whatever you see through these eyes, right? Baba says in the Mole. Don't see that you are able to see through these eyes. That's what Baba says, right? We the doctors sometimes joke, you know. We say, whatever you see through these eyes has to be neat and clean, so as to prevent developing some medical illnesses which are caused by infections. The second aspect of health, I need not tell, is moderate aerobic exercise. When I use the word moderate aerobic exercise, it's all scientific which I'm talking about, right? I'm not talking something spiritual which Baba talks about. I'm talking scientific. Moderate physical exercise, moderate aerobic physical exercise, that includes stretching of the major joints like your neck, your back, your knee joint, your shoulder. If you have moderate aerobic exercise almost 4 to 5 days in a week, you keep your physical health optimum. This is another important facet of physical health. And of course, third aspect of good physical health is balanced, nutritious vegetarian diet. Baba's children are already taking pure vegetarian diet, which is also purified with Baba's drishti, Baba's vibrations. We eat Brahma Bhojan and Mama Bhojan day in and day out. We are so fortunate. But one has to be a little careful about certain things. High calorie diet, fast food, junk food, which is rich in cholesterol and fats, should be avoided by normal weight or overweight or obese people. Similarly, those who are pre-diabetic or diabetics or obese should avoid taking sugar. Those who are living in cold climates like Russia, Europe, Scandinavian countries, should cut down their intake of salt. Unlike those who are living in the tropical countries, India or Africa or countries which are near equator or subtropical, extra salt requires extra burden on kidney. To get it flushed out, kidney has to overwork. It increases blood pressure. So salt should be avoided. Those who are living in the cold, cool climate. Diet which is rich in fruits, vegetables, especially green leafy vegetables, are the ones which provide you maximum vitamins and electrolytes. Vitamin deficiency, electrolyte imbalance can also be one of the causes of anxiety and depression. Hypovitaminosis we call vitamin deficiency, especially B complex and vitamin C is also one of the common causes of depression and anxiety. Are you aware of the fact that there are two types of vitamins, fat-soluble vitamins and water-soluble vitamins? There are two kinds of vitamins that we consume every day. The one group of vitamins is known as fat-soluble vitamins, which are dissolved in fat, oil, butter, ghee, and then absorbed into the intestines and then stored into liver. These are known as fat-soluble vitamins. Once they are stored in the liver, they can supplement the daily requirements of the body. The liver secretes vitamins into the blood, fat-soluble vitamins, like vitamin A, D, E, K. These are the vitamins which, even if you don't take for a month or two, the liver will take care of it. The body has extra store of these vitamins in the liver. The other group of vitamins is water-soluble vitamins. They are dissolved in water and then absorbed through intestine into the bloodstream. And they are vitamin B complex and vitamin C. These vitamins are never stored in the body, neither they are produced in the body, except B complex, which are manufactured in the intestine to some extent. You know yogurt? Yogurt that you eat, curd that you eat, has got bacteria known as lactobacilli and the secret vitamin B complex. This lactobacilli are normally present in the wall of the intestines and the secret vitamin B complex to a little extent, not much. But majority of the vitamin B requirement has to be met with by taking it in the food every day. There is no replacement or supplement from the body whatsoever. And these vitamins, B complex and vitamin C deficiency, especially B complex, vitamin B1, B2, B6, B12, these are the vitamins, if you don't take it on daily basis, can lead to depression, fatigue, weakness, exhaustion, anxiety, irritability. So in other words, one should take vegetables and fruits, which are the richest source of vitamin B complex and vitamin C, on a daily basis. You can interrupt in between if you wish to. If you have any query or if you want something to be clarified more, you can always interrupt me, okay? So the food which you take should be rich in vitamins, electrolytes. The Brahma Bhojan that we prepare at home or in the centers should have ideally more of fruits or dry fruits. But dry fruits, again, on one hand it has got a lot of electrolytes and minerals and vitamins, but on the other hand it's a rich source of fats and sugar to an extent. So if you take little extra amount of dry fruits, which will increase your weight, which will make you more obese, more overweight, what might increase your cholesterol, cashew nuts, if taken in large amount or on daily basis, would increase your cholesterol level, which is bad for your heart and for your arteries. Why I'm telling you? I'm talking to you today altogether a different topic than what Baba is talking every day, right, in Madhuban, or your classes that you have, regular classes. This is a different class altogether. Why I'm telling you? Because health and confluence age is important. Even Baba's chariot, if you have heard the history, Baba's chariot had also some health problems. You know, Baba had diabetes. Baba got operated for hernia in Mumbai, in Bombay. So, if you want to be completely healthy in confluence age, apart from being soul conscious, you also need to be health conscious to an extent, not fully, but to an extent. Rest of your health can be left over to your family physician. He is the one who is responsible for your health, right? But if you are aware of basic things about health, you can at least diagnose the problem at early stage, prevent a major complication, major disease to develop, and then prevent lot many so-called karmic accounts. Many of the karmic accounts are produced or manufactured by present karma. The present dietary habits, your lifestyle. If you are not conscious about it, if you are not aware of, would invite lot many karmic accounts. You may label them karmic accounts, but they are the karmic accounts of your present birth. Yes, many of us have some genetic predisposition. We have inherited certain genes of, say for example, diabetes or high blood pressure or heart disease or arthritis or stroke. Many of the physical illnesses are hereditary in nature. Unless gene mapping, gene therapy comes in a big way from medical science, you or I are not aware of our genetic makeup, what genes we have inherited in this birth from our lucky parents. So it's wise to be conscious about health. Say for example, give an example, the sister who is sitting there might have genes of diabetes and high blood pressure. Unless we have done, you know, genoscope, now they call it genoscope, the medical doctors. You do the genetic mapping and come to know that yes, you have diabetes, you have inherited the genes of diabetes and high blood pressure. But unless and until you have faulty lifestyle, unless and until you are exposed to stress, you will never ever develop diabetes or high blood pressure. All these illnesses which are related to lifestyle are precipitated and maintained by stress. If you handle your stress very well, if you follow healthy lifestyle in the form of healthy, nutritious diet, moderate exercise, you can prevent developing many of those illnesses. You may catch them at any point in time, but you can delay the development of the disease, or you can at least halt the progress of the disease. So it's always wise, until and unless genetic genoscope and gene mapping and gene therapy comes in a big way in medical science, it's always wise to follow healthy lifestyle, which includes, as I told you, good, nutritious, balanced vegetarian diet, moderate exercise. Right. If you look at the all vegetables and fruits, Some of them are green in color. Some of them are red in color. Some of them are yellow in color. Okay? The green ones, vegetables, are the richest source of vitamin B complex. The red ones or the brown ones has vitamin B complex, but more of iron, which increases your hemoglobin. And the yellow ones has, of course, vitamin B complex, but it has got more of vitamin A, which is good for your eyes and other things. Okay? That includes fruits, right? But most of the fruits, barring few, are either yellow or red. Okay? Yellow has more of vitamin A. Red has more of iron, which will increase your hemoglobin. But it won't take care of your B complex. It does have B complex, but not maximum. Dry fruits, almonds, supposed to be the best at the moment. But it has got a lot of cholesterol, you know, a lot of fats. Good cholesterol, not bad cholesterol, good cholesterol. Cashew nut has got little more bad cholesterol as compared to good cholesterol. Your figs has more of iron as compared to other vitamin B complex or vitamin A, D. Orange has more of vitamin C. Orange, guava, grapes, they all have more of vitamin C as compared to vitamin B complex. Yogurt, as I told you, has lactobacilli, normal bacteria, which are there in the intestine, which produces vitamin B complex. But it's a very minor source of vitamin B complex. Even if you take 2 kilograms of yogurt every day, your requirement of B complex will not be fulfilled. Okay? So don't try that. Butter, milk, cream, they all contain more of vitamin A and D and E and K. K less. But it contains a lot of fats. So on one hand, you're taking vitamins, fat-soluble vitamins from milk or milk products, but at the same time, you're increasing your fat levels. That's why there has to be a little meticulous balance. If you are in a normal weight, then you should take normal butter, normal cheese, normal cream, normal milk. You need not go for skim milk. Skim milk is meant for the obese, overweight persons. Okay. Yes, brother. Sorry? Moderate. Yeah, it's a good question. Moderate aerobic exercise. Okay. Moderate aerobic exercise. If you do exercise for 25 to 30 minutes, vigorous exercise in the form of walking or jogging or swimming or jumping or hopping or cycling for 25 to 30 minutes, which increases your heart rate, which makes you breathless. This is moderate exercise. Okay? Not more than 30 minutes. 4 to 5 times, at least 4 to 5 times a week. The best exercise in Pandav Bhavan, say for example, you are sitting down in the basement in the kitchen and going to attend a class in Om Shanti Bhavan. Instead of dilly-dallying and walking very slowly, you know, enjoying Baba's Yad, walk brisk, fast, and until you reach Om Shanti Bhavan, you should be. This is the best exercise for your heart. You will never ever develop heart attack or heart problem. Okay? This is moderate aerobic exercise. Yes. Which fruit? Kiwi, I'm not aware of. Oh, yeah, you're talking about something like orange, kiwi? Green one, okay. It's not available in India. Yeah? Chiku? Okay. If it is green, it has got more B complex. That's why I told you. So zinc is good for health. Zinc is one of the minerals, one of the trace elements. Zinc is required for good metabolism of your sugar. In diabetic patients, zinc is prescribed along with B-complex tablet because it reduces your sugar level from blood. So it's good if it contains zinc. Yes, sister.
How important is weight training?
Weight training. Right. That's true. Yeah. Sister has asked about how to maintain good bones and muscles in the old age, especially when you retire after menopause, especially when there is less of hormonal deficiency. Right? See, if you are doing regular moderate exercise, your body will take care of it. You will never ever develop osteoporosis or stiffness of your joints or limbs. If you do regular moderate exercise, body has good defense, good strength in the muscles and bones, normally, naturally, physiologically, that they won't give you trouble in the old age. Also provided that you take good nutritious diet.
How about stretching?
Moderate aerobic exercise that includes stretching of major joints. Only stretching is of no much benefit for the body. Stretching is basically meant for the joints, the ligaments of the joints, so that you don't develop, you know, spondylosis or arthritis or stiffness of the joints. But if you don't do moderate aerobic exercise along with stretching, there won't be maximum benefit to all the systems of the body. That's why I mentioned moderate aerobic exercise that includes stretching. Okay, this is about physical health. Regular physical checkups is also important after the age of 40 or 45. You take your car to the garage, to the company, manufacturing company, for regular servicing after 5,000 or 3,000 miles or kilometers, and you get to know where is the wear and tear, right? Similarly, you take your body to your family doctor, get it checked properly after the age of 40, at least every 2 years, and come to know where the problem is. There are many diseases which are dormant, hidden, covered. Unless and until you have gross, major symptoms outside, you won't be able to make it out whether you are suffering from heart disease or any major systemic disease. So it's a good habit to take your car to your family doctor at least every 2 years. Basic tests should be done. I suppose you all have your medical insurance in your country. You all have your family doctors, most of you, yeah? You are insured, your body, your car is insured as far as health is concerned. So it's a good habit to go to a family doctor every 2 years and get it checked. This is regarding physical health. How do you take care of your mental health, which is very intimately connected with your spiritual health? Although mental health and spiritual health are very, very intimately connected with each other, but both are distinct from each other. Recently we have come out with a book, I am supposed to be a co-chairperson of a speciality committee on spirituality under the aegis of Indian Psychiatric Society. It was perceived and believed by the society that the psychiatrists of the world are atheists. Me, myself, being Baba's child, had kind of an obligation to discard that perception of the society that the psychiatrists are not atheists. They are theists. They do believe in spirituality. They don't believe in religiosity, but they do believe in spirituality and spiritual health. So last year, we published a book on spirituality and mental health, which was released by none other than Bab Dada, Avek Bab Dada. It's an official publication of Indian Psychiatric Society and the medical wing of Brahma Kumaris, which is available in Global Shop. It's a kind of a reference book, a guidebook of almost 600 pages book, you know. It has in-depth explanation of what spiritual health is all about, what are the different scientific facets of spiritual health, and how spiritual health has got relation with mental health. Sorry? Spirituality and mental health. Yeah. Did you read the whole book? Okay. Okay. This sister has already gone through the book. The whole book you have read? Okay. The chapters of that book, the complete name of the book is Spirituality and Mental Health, Reflections of the Past, Application in the Present, and Projections for the Future. This is the complete title of the book. The chapters have been contributed by Baba's children, as well as the Lokik psychiatrists, who are not Baba's children. So you may find one or two chapters in that particular book which are not in consonance with our philosophy, Baba's knowledge. One of them is, of course, sex. I must let you know, because you all are Baba's children, you must have a comprehensive, open view about what the medical science says about the number one why is sex. In the medical colleges, when we are taught about physiology, you know, physiology of the body, is being taught that the body has certain biological needs, basic needs in the form of sleep, hunger, thirst, and sex. It's unfortunate that it's not being taught in a perspective, complete perspective. So just a focus view which is being taught in the medical colleges. The textbooks of physiology, the textbooks of anatomy and physiology which are being taught in the first year or second year of medical college medicine, it mentions about this, that this is a basic need of the body. If you don't eat, you can die. If you don't drink water, you can die. If you don't sleep more than 20 days or 25 days at a time, you can die. But if you don't indulge into sex, you will still remain alive. And this is not being highlighted, unfortunately. It's also true that in the textbooks of psychiatry, which is taught to the MD students in the medical colleges, both the perspectives are taught, sex and celibacy. The textbooks of psychiatry, standard textbooks of psychiatry, mentions about the fact, on one hand it's being mentioned that sex is normal. Somebody who indulges into sex, vice, is normal. At the same time, in the same book, textbook of psychiatry, is being mentioned that somebody who follows a celibate lifestyle with full understanding is the most mature lifestyle. Now, how do you reconcile both these contradictory, opposite ideas? It's Baba who clarifies it. This is a wise and not a friend. It's a foe and not a friend, right? We all, Baba's children, have experienced the benefits of celibacy and purity. The chapter you are mentioning about has been written by a psychiatrist, Lokic psychiatrist. This is not a Baba's child. Okay? But there are other chapters, more number of chapters, which highlight the benefits of celibacy and purity and things like that. So, to have good mental health and to enjoy good spiritual health, purity, celibacy is a good way of life, living a life, right? Many of the so-called celebrities in the world, they follow celibacy inadvertently or advertently, and they are highly successful in their career. This is a proof of the benefits of celibacy, celibate lifestyle. The athletes, the international sports persons, they have been advised to follow celibacy 6 to 12 months before they participate into any international event. This is being practiced worldwide. And that's how they excel in their sports and then get their, you know, they win the competition. So it's mandatory for them to follow celibacy. It's also true that many of the scientists, they are so engrossed into their scientific research inventions, they don't indulge into sex, they follow natural, inadvertent celibate lifestyle. And they excel into the profession. There's so many examples, the saints, the seers, right? Celibate lifestyle has lot many benefits. And needless to say, Baba's children are all aware of it. Baba's children follow celibate lifestyle, pure life. So, to enjoy good mental health and spiritual health, one has to have celibacy, purity, in all forms, in all different forms. Purity, I need not talk about. Baba has defined it, and you are all aware of it. Purity in dealings, in every thought, every word, every action. And it pays you. As honesty has been praised in the world, purity is not that much praised, but yes, it is a beneficial aspect of lifestyle. It's health promoting lifestyle. Now, as far as connection between mental health and spiritual health are concerned, sometimes you aren't able to discern whether you have mental stress or a spiritual maya. And what do you do in that case of situation? When you are not able to discern what is plaguing you, what is troubling you, whether it's anxiety, mental anxiety, or is it maya, whatever, right? And how do you discern that? How do you differentiate it and then seek help in time? How do you do that? Give me an example. How many of you have ever consulted psychiatrists? Few. Don't understand. How many of you have consulted a psychiatrist? What do you call in Russian? Psychiatrist? Psychiatric doctor. How many of you? 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. It's very important to know when to consult your family doctor, when to consult your family physician, and when to consult a specialist like a neuropsychiatrist or a psychiatrist. There are certain physical illnesses which can lead to stress. There are certain physical illnesses which can lead to anxiety or depression. Say, for example, thyroid, hypothyroidism. You know, we have a gland here, a thyroid called thyroid. So I was talking about hypothyroidism What I will do, I will wind up within 10 minutes time, then we can have question answers. I will give you certain tips how to keep oneself mentally healthy and how to avoid consulting a psychiatrist. Most of the psychiatrists in the world are very, very busy, including myself. So I'll give you some tips, some yuktis, avoid consulting psychiatrists to keep yourself mentally healthy. There are certain physical illnesses which can lead to depression or anxiety, like hypothyroidism. The lower secretion of thyroid hormones can lead to depression. It can lead to weight gain, it can lead to obesity, it can lead to fatigue and lethargy. And just opposite to it, increased secretion, over secretion of thyroid hormones can lead to thyrotoxicosis, hyperthyroidism, in which there is weight loss instead of weight gain. There is tremendous anxiety. There is increased appetite, but at the same time decrease in weight, and it causes tremors of the hands and things like that, which is known as hyperthyroidism. So that is also one of the common causes of anxiety. There are so many medical, physical illnesses which can cause anxiety and depression. And therefore, it's wise to consult your family doctor, your family physician, and get your regular checkups done so as to avoid preventable and treatable causes of depression and anxiety. But I'll give you some tips how to keep oneself mentally healthy. This is also scientific, which is not usually being talked about by your doctors. Otherwise, the profession will go down, the number of patients will go down. So they usually don't reveal these secrets, you know, how to keep oneself mentally healthy. But I'll reveal to you. Number one, if you want to remain stress-free all the time, you want to remain mentally healthy, perform your seva or your job with utmost sincerity. With utmost sincerity and honesty. In this confluence age, whatever role has been assigned by Baba, the role that you have, perform it with utmost sincerity. Then you can remain stress-free. Number two, always be flexible to change from one role to the other quickly and swiftly. At times we play multiple roles on a given day, or we play multiple roles in a given year. So around the clock, around the year, we have different roles, and if you don't quickly adjust to your roles, before I came here, I was driving the car. If I wasn't attentive to my driving, it would have been difficult for me to get through the traffic and come here. So before I came here, I was playing the role of a driver. Similarly, everyone has different roles to play, and one should learn the art to quickly adjust and adapt to different roles. This will also reduce the level of stress. Sometimes you are a boss in the office, in your locking job, and you come with that impression to the center, having that bossism attitude, and there would be conflicts, there would be maya at center. So, I'm giving an example. There are different roles we have. You may be a brother or a sister or a father or a mother or a friend or a neighbor, or you might be an in-laws of somebody if you're married in this birth. I'm fortunate not to get married in this birth. You have different roles to play, and you should have that flexibility to adjust to those roles. Number three, to avoid stress, always keep good relations with everyone that you come in contact with. Try to give happiness to those with whom you come in contact with, whether they are your family members or whether they are your colleagues at the center, or whether they are your friends, whether they are your neighbors, or whether they are your in-laws. You try to give happiness to each one of them. In return, you might get sorrow. Doesn't matter. There are 5 to 10% of people in the world who are abnormal, who are neurotics and psychotics and have abnormal personalities. However hard, how much you give happiness to them, in turn, in return, you will get sorrow. But these are exceptions, right? You make a habit to give happiness to even them. This will also reduce your level of stress. Number 4. If you want to get rid of stress, if you want to get rid of anxiety and depression, try to maintain a balance between your diet, rest and exercise on a given day. It's a kind of a triad, a triangle. On a given day, 24 hours, within 24 hours time, maintain a balance between your diet, your rest and exercise. Nor too much, nor too less. If you have too much of exercise, or too less of exercise, or too much of food, or too less of food, fasting, this will cause stress. And what I'm talking is scientific, right? If you do vigorous exercise, say for example, why I'm saying you all these things, if you do a lot of exercise, it will deplete your body from glucose, from electrolytes, from sugar, vitamins, calcium, and deficiency of all these things, or lower levels of all these things would cause depression and anxiety. So there is a way out. You might ask me, there is a program at the center, there is a big program, and you have to run here and there, you have a lot of seva to do. How will you do that? How will you avoid? You can't avoid, can you? You have to do the lokik service, right? Make sure the next day you have little extra rest, extra sleep. Make sure that your intake of diet and water increases according to your need. If you have a lot of hustle and bustle, if you have a lot of seva, karma yoga, on a given day when there is a program, your body also demands extra calories. Your body demands extra rest the next day. As far as possible, try to maintain a balance between these three things, this triangle: diet, rest, exercise.
Is fasting good?
No. Sister asked, is fasting good? No. Small, frequent meals in a day. Small, frequent meals in a day is the healthiest form of dietary habit. The Madhavan style, which is suggested, advised by the Supreme Father, none other than Supreme Father, 4 times a day, is the best. Okay. There is. In the evening, you have snacks and tea and milk at 4 o'clock, 4:30 in kitchen. You probably don't know, you don't eat. So, but 3 times in a day, at least 3 times in a day, if possible, is the healthiest form of dietary habit. Yes, I know the brothers and sisters have to go for a job. They can't eat, can they? When they are on the job, when they are running, when they are on the run, and you don't have a break, you don't have a break in the afternoon when you are at job, how do you do that? How do you take care of your body? It's better to carry juice with you, or fruits, which you can easily, banana is the best, easily peel off and eat it instantly. It's a good source of calories, good source of vitamins as well. Or carry packets of fruit juice with you. Simple.
So one great meal and three like
that. Two major meals should be there, morning, evening. Two major meals. Rest you can adjust. You can have fruits, you can have juice, you can have salads. Here in Madhuban. If you compare your lifestyle over here in Madhuban while you are in Madhuban, here you are absolutely, relaxing. It's a different, altogether different daily routine than what you have at your center, in your country. So, change your, requirement of sleep and diet and exercise over here when you are in Madhuban. Here you are not on a run, yeah? When you are there in your country, you are on a run. You are always running. Right? So there you require more of your calories, more of sleep and more of requirement of water. You have more exercise. While you are here, naturally your requirement of calories will go down. Requirement of sleep will go down. Here it's altogether different. What I'm talking about is what you do at your center, in your country. So to avoid stress, maintain the balance, as I said. Number 6, if you want to avoid consulting a psychiatrist, always find time to be in good company of people around. Like Baba's children, social interaction is so gratifying and fulfilling to mix with Baba's children. You have an excuse of meeting the Baba's family on weekend or during the programs these are so stress busters. They reduce the stress. Or if you involve yourself into any, selfless charitable activity in the form of, different kinds of charities are being done in the society. And if you involve yourself and spare some time with this kind of activities, your stress level will go down. There are certain NGOs, Rotary Club and Lions Club and many, many more, I need not tell you, you might be aware of. If you find time to be with this kind of organizations for a social cause, it's also stress reducing, stress buster, we call. Number 7, 8, if you want to get rid of stress, always develop some hobbies. Hobbies of your choice, like music or sports or painting or drawing or skiing or whatever. Or reading. Baba used to say, if you remember, if you have a tape recorder, children, it's a good stress buster. Now is the era of televisions and iPods and mobiles and videos and, right? If you find some time to engage into this kind of hobbies, healthy hobbies, they are also stress busters. That will also reduce anxiety. You have to find out hobby of your choice. My hobby may not be tasty for you. Your hobby may not be of liking to me, right? So you have to find your own hobby which gives you happiness and energy. Number 8. If you want to get rid of stress and avoid consulting a psychiatrist, always avoid going after high-tech gadgets. High-tech gadgets. So, for example, you have a mobile phone, a cell phone, which you are very well versed with. You have learnt it, how to operate it, how to receive it, how to do that, this and that, emailing and whatever, you know. Now the gadgets have become so high-tech. This is another gadget, high-tech gadget, latest version of that particular gadget. And you are tempted to buy that gadget. Here is a stress, here is a catch. You have to unlearn what you have learned and learn the new thing, how to operate that particular gadget. There's so many gadgets available, right? Pomp and show of Maya, science, scientific advances. So if you want to get rid of stress, learn those basic gadgets which are essential. Oven, yes, you have to learn. Washing machine, yes. Vacuum cleaner, yes. But the high-tech iPod, the 3G technology, you can watch a television channel, it's of no use. Right? So you can avoid using and learning those high-tech gadgets to avoid stress. Number 9. Always measure and be aware of your needs and your potential. If your need exceeds your potential, you can be in trouble. You can be in stress. I give an example. Just I have a wild thought, I should have a helicopter. But it's not required, is it? No. For me, it's not required. But if I go for it, I'll be in stress. So, procure those things which are according to your needs and according to your potential. And yes, that's the best way of getting rid of stress. Even if somebody else has done a mistake, and you can make it so humorous, the person doesn't feel that he has committed a mistake. At the same time, you don't feel guilty of offending him or her by making comments or criticism. Make it lighter. There are certain mature, we call it psychological defenses in psychiatry. One of them is humor. Humor, altruism, asceticism, sublimation, these are all mature psychological defenses that the person uses to get rid of stress. Number 9, 10? 10. Hopefully the last one. Then we can have questions and answers. If you want to get rid of stress, always, be in the company of Baba and Baba's family. No excuse, no form of Maya should keep you away from the Baba and Baba's family. Okay? Spiritual health, I need not tell you about. You know, 3 years back, I went to California, United States, and I was talking to an audience there in LA, Los Angeles. And there was a gentleman scientist from NASA, you know, National Aeronautics and Space Agency of United States. They regularly send their shuttles and, you know, into the space, into the galaxies. He told me, have you seen our website of NASA, and we have, you know, we have come out with a map of the universe? I said, no, I'm not aware of it. He said, it's exactly like what you teach here, you know, the photograph of universe. I said, how did you come to know about this? You know, because I was really inquisitive to know how did they come out with this kind of the map of universe, the oval-shaped. He said, we send unmanned aerial shuttles, you know, into the galaxies, into the universe, and we have different statistical analysis of, you know, infrared and ultra-red and laser and whatnot, and, you know, calculations and permutations and things like that. We have come out with the map of the universe. It's exactly what you teach here. Then he asked me, how did you come out to know about that? Right. So that's what I'm telling, that spiritual health, spirituality in true sense, is what Baba is teaching us. No philosopher, no religious leader has ever taught us spirituality. They have their roles to play, they have done enough. Now is the time for Baba to teach spirituality in true sense, to improve the spiritual health of the children. No, I said it's a Supreme Father, somebody who is watching the whole universe, you know, has himself revealed this photograph. So anyway, there are so many other things, you know. Baba's philosophy may or may not be validated or substantiated by the scientists, but sooner or later they will come to know about the reality. There's only one drama in the whole universe. It's a 5,000 years. It repeats itself. We have been talking to each other innumerable times, kalpa after kalpa. This will be revealed by the scientists, none other than the scientists, believe me. You know, these days there is a very promising, very widely prevalent theory of intelligent design. Have you heard of that? Intelligent design. The Supreme Court of the United States has ruled that all the schools in the United States should be taught both the theories, the Darwin's evolution theory as well as this higher design, intelligent design. What they mean by intelligent design? The Bible, in Bible, it has been mentioned that this world, the earth was paradise, right? 3,000 years before Christ. So, let children learn both the theories and decide for themselves what is right and wrong, rather than imposing what the Darwin taught. This is what the Supreme Court, the apex, the highest court of the United States, almost 2-3 years back has ruled. This higher design, intelligent design, says that this world is not an accident. It's not just an evolution, or, you know, not in a big bang theory and then you have accidentally, you know, discovered that the earth exists. There is a design by the Supreme, and his intervention operates this system on the earth. This is what the Supreme Court has said. And now there are some scientists, some biologists who are very, very serious to find out the truth. You know, but they haven't yet reached to a consensus. Many of the scientists have discarded the theory of Darwin. But now they have to come out what the alternative is. Truth is one. Truth cannot be two. Right? Either I was here, sitting on the same chair before 5,000 years, or I wasn't there. There are two different aspects of truth, right? Either of the true is right. And Baba's children know that, yes, what is right and what is wrong. What I'm saying, all the aspects, different aspects of Baba's spirituality will be proved sooner or later by the scientists. Whether it is the theory of karma, whether it is the existence of soul, or whether it is the existence of this universe, or the 5,000 years kalpa. He hasn't come to prove or disprove anything, right? He has come to change the whole world. His duty is far, far bigger than what the scientist's duty is, right? The children, scientist's children, has the duty to prove it or to disprove it, if they can. But they cannot, can they? So, spiritual health, spirituality, we are most fortunate in this world, right? That we have known Baba, Baba's family and Baba's philosophy in depth. So spiritually we are definitely healthy. Baba's children are most fortunate in that sense, that they are the most healthy, the healthiest amongst all. But as far as physical, mental and social health are concerned, you know, they aren't that healthy. And that's the reason I had to come and give you a class today. Yes, now we can have few questions, because it's going to be lunchtime, if at all you are hungry. Yes, brother. If your diet, the brother is asking, is it good to take B complex pill every day? Vitamin B complex. Yeah. No, there is only one complex, and that is B complex. There is no other complex. Okay. Right. Yes. I got it. Multivitamin. If your diet is not healthy, number one, if you don't get regular vegetables and fruits, or if you don't find time to purchase them, get it at your home, or if you have lot much physical exercise, physical exertion, wherein your body demands extra vitamins, in that situation, you should go for the pill. Okay? Yes, sister.
Is it true that sprouts,
you know, germinated seeds, the nature has produced such a fantastic thing. You know, it contains the maximum amount of vitamins. All the sprouts, all different pulses that you get, moong or chana or Bengal gram or all different grams, they contain the maximum amount of vitamin B complex and vitamin C and even vitamin E. Fat-soluble vitamins are also in abundance in germinated seeds. It also has different kinds of proteins. The moong, the chana, the Bengal gram, and different pulses, you know. They all have very good protein, essential amino acids we call, you know. If you can prepare sprouts on a daily basis, little, you know, which you get it here in Madhuban in the morning, right? You don't? Sometimes you get, yeah. So, this is really healthy. It has got maximum amount of vitamins. And if you can prepare it at your home or at your center, nothing like that. It's only rice when you wash it. That is not healthy. There are certain provisions in the oven also, you can sprout them. You have to find the program, appropriate program to do that. See, it's always good to take the whole fruit and eat it instead of having the fruit of it, instead of having the juice of it. Why? The fibers that it contains. Fibers are like the brooms of the intestine. They are the natural brooms, vacuum cleaners, you know, natural. So if you don't take whole fruit and just take juice out of it, it's not much healthy. You might develop constipation. But make sure that you don't add a lot of water into it. Why? Because as such, the vegetables and the fruits contain 99% of water. And that water is little different than the drinking water that we have. And different kinds of water, you know, if you mix them, there is a different bacterial flora it manufactures. And it may not be healthy for your tummy. It can cause diarrhea also at times. Don't mix water at all. If you want to prepare a blended kind of a semi-liquid, semi-solid juice out of salads and fruits, let it be just fruits and vegetables. Don't add water into it. Otherwise, it becomes little unhealthy. Yes. Any other query, question? Yes, brother. Statin. Yeah, statins these days. Sorry? Statins, the cholesterol lowering medicines. Statins. You see, there was a hype 10 years back, almost 10, 15 years back, there was a kind of a hype on high cholesterol level. Because it used to cause a lot of heart diseases and other things, you know. But now, science is reinventing some interesting... I'll give you the answer. Now there is a concept of low cholesterol level. You know, the normal cholesterol level should be between 140 to 200. Earlier on it was considered to be even 230, 240 normal. The concepts have been changing. Somebody who has less than 150 milligram of that cholesterol in the blood is known as hypocholesterolemia rather than hyper. Hypocholesterolemia. What happens if you have less cholesterol than required? It also causes problem. It's one of the lipids, right? It's one of the fats. Cholesterol is one of the fats. That's what I'm telling you. The low cholesterol or low lipids can cause different other symptoms. None of your fat-soluble vitamins will be absorbed in normal amount. This is number one. This is one complication. Because most of your vitamin A, D, E, K, they are absorbed and carried and transported into the blood with the help of these fats, this cholesterol, these lipoproteins, HDL and LDL and cholesterol and things like that. So if you have less amount of that, the carrying capacity, vitamin carrying capacity would be reduced. There are certain other systems of the body, certain other organs of the body which are affected by that. If you have below normal cholesterol level. So now, what people recommend? Those who are eating healthy, number one. Those who don't have heart disease or hypertension or hypercholesterolemia or family history of heart disease should never take statin. Go for cholesterol level every year or two. If they come normal without statins, even if you are at high risk, if you have a family history of heart disease or cholesterol, don't go for statin. You just follow healthy dietary habits. Avoid fats. You are taking a lot of dry fruits as well.
No.
Sure? Okay. Then you can go for statin.
Excuse me?
Then you can go for statin every day.
Well,
if it is more than 270. Just single report of cholesterol, blood cholesterol is not enough. Okay. Again, the statin should not be taken for more than 2 or 3 months. You get your cholesterol checked every month, at least a month, and then if it falls below the normal, stop statin. This is the latest consensus. Not much in the few patients, just few patients, about 2 to 5% of patients, not much. Yes, any other question? Yes, sister. The backside. Okay, I'll just clarify. Just ask yourself, if you become totally introvert, what will happen? For just 1 week, don't talk with anybody. Not possible. What Baba means by being introvert is whilst you are in Madhuban. When you don't have to do a lot of service through your words, It's only when you have to do service through your words, you have to be extrovert, you have to speak. Okay? And it's only when you mingle or mix with the social gatherings, I'm talking about Lokik, you can give knowledge. And you can give knowledge only by becoming extrovert. So there you have to become extrovert. You can't be introvert, where you have to give knowledge. Right? But when you are here in within the family, you try to give knowledge to somebody who is 20 years senior. Not possible, is it? Here you have to become introvert. The ideal situation is have the balance between your introversion and extroversion. When you are required to speak and you don't speak, you become introvert. It's not going to work. Where you require to be mute, where you require to just listen to what somebody is speaking, you have to be introvert at that time. You can't speak out. You can't react or overreact. So there has to be a very meticulous, very fine balance between your introversion and extroversion, wherein you are not perceived by the people around you that, yes, this sister has gone a little depressed or has become withdrawn, you know. So what I'm saying is one has to have the balance between your extroversion and introversion. Introversion in all situations can't work. Extroversion in all situations as well can't work. So you have to have a fine balance according to the situation, according to the need, what demands, you know, the need, the circumstances demand that you have to speak. If I just become mute right now while I'm answering to a question and just give you drishti, it's not going to work. Right? Simple. I can't be introvert at this moment, at this point in time. I have to be extrovert. At times, if you listen to the Baba's Murli carefully, what he means by being introvert, or what he means by being silent or in solitude, waste. Keep yourself away from the waste. Waste thoughts, negative thoughts. Okay, that's true introversion. At the thinking level, not at the words level, speech level. Right? Yes, brother? Sorry? Yeah. See, there are different foodstuffs. How you prepare it, then how you store it in the freeze, and then how you retrieve it again and consume it, eat it. It's a different, it's a big chain of events which is connected with each other. I give an example. You want to eat Maggi after a week? Yeah?
3 days.
After 3 days, okay. You have prepared Maggi. Very nice, boiling, hot Maggi. Okay, then what you do? You have to cool it down. Outside the freeze. Not inside. Outside the freeze. You have cooled it down. When it is cooled, pack it in such a way that there is no air in the container. Get a box, steel box or plastic or whatever. Airtight container. Put it in the freeze. There are different, you know, refrigerators available these days with different claims of technology. Ours is health promoting technology and our refrigerator is better than the other one and things like that. If air is not getting into that container, it is safe. You can eat it even after parties. But if you have opened it in between, air goes inside. Or if the container is loose, it's not properly packed, and the air is going inside, the moist air, moist cool air of the refrigerator goes inside, peeping inside, then it will get infected. It will get contaminated. That is not safe to eat. As far as it is airtight, properly refrigerated, you can always bring it out, heat it up, and then eat safe after 3 days. Okay? There are different ways and means how to store your fruits, your vegetables, your fried things, your roasted things, your biscuits, your cakes, how to store it in the refrigerator. Better you follow your book, the refrigerator guideline book that you have been provided with the refrigerator, and then follow it. Then it's safe to store all foodstuffs and retrieve it and get it heated again and eat it. Okay? Yes, sister, in the back side. Good training for memory. See, how to improve memory? This is more important. Or how to retain good memory that you have, so that you don't have forgetfulness. Forgetfulness is a very common psychiatric, psychological complaint, like insomnia. Insomnia is omnipresent. You know that? Like common cold is omnipresent, similarly insomnia, sleeplessness, is omnipresent. And similarly, memory impairment, forgetfulness is also very, very common, omnipresent. So how to have good memory? Or, in other words, how not to lose memory. Okay? I'll give you certain tips. The common causes of memory impairment, forgetfulness. We have 3 kinds of memory, you know that? Immediate memory, instant memory of few seconds. Immediate memory. Then there is one called recent memory, which is a few hours or few days, recent memory. Recent past of weeks and months, and then there is memory called remote memory, which is related with your childhood and events before many years, remote memory. Most of the complaints are related to recent memory. You have, say for example, put your shawl in a particular closet in a bedroom and you're finding somewhere else. You aren't able to find it out. In the kitchen it happens many times. Kitchen, there's so many things here and there, you know, spices and utensils and milk and water, and then you have put your milk there and you're finding somewhere else. And yes. So there the recent memory is important. So how to improve your recent memory? In other words, what are the common causes of forgetfulness which causes impairment of recent memory? And if you take care of those causes, your memory will never go down. Lack of concentration again be one of the symptoms of some other problem. Like forgetfulness is one of the symptoms of anxiety and depression. Similarly, lack of concentration is one of the symptoms of anxiety and depression. This is the commonest cause, sister. Depression is the commonest cause of forgetfulness. If you are not depressed but still forgetful, then there are other causes. Dementia, have you heard of? It's an illness of the old age. Dementia, when the brain gets shrunk, Alzheimer's dementia and vascular dementia and different kinds of dementia, old age, which can also cause forgetfulness. I'm telling you the common causes of forgetfulness. The third common cause is vitamin deficiency, B-complex deficiency. The fourth common cause of forgetfulness is low blood sugar, hypoglycemia. If you haven't taken breakfast in the morning and you are sitting in the class right now, you might forget the points which I have told you in this class. If at this point in time, if we take out the blood sugar of each and every one, it might be at the border of the normal. The lower border of the normal range. Low blood sugar or the lower range of normal blood sugar, hypoglycemia we call, is also very common cause of forgetfulness. Okay? These are physical, medical, psychiatric causes of forgetfulness. And another cause which you all are aware of, if you are too much busy, there are some people who are multitask, you know? Multitask. They are always on the move. Their all the organs are on the move. Hands and legs and face and speech. These multitask people also have forgetfulness, which you will find them in the West. The classic example is executives, the managers, you know, always on the run, and they have forgetfulness. Yes, sister, sorry. The sister is asking, I'm repeating, the sister is asking, do you use hypnosis to take out the deep sanskars of the patients? The psychiatrists are trained in hypnotherapy as a therapy, hypnosis as a therapy, which is known as hypnotherapy, like psychotherapy, like behavior therapy. The research has shown that the results of psychotherapy against hypnotherapy are similar. Hypnotherapy doesn't have an advantage of taking out somebody's sanskar or making somebody's abnormal personality into normal. It is time consuming. I have used hypnotherapy in some patients in past to get rid of their addictions or their phobias. You know, in phobias, hypnotherapy is very, very useful. Nowadays, at least in India, there's a reality show on past life regression, which is very, very popular. Every day in the evening, that program starts on the television and people are glued to the television to watch that reality show. Hypnotherapy, regression, and taking the person into the past life. The results of psychotherapy, which is less time consuming, are equal to hypnotherapy. And therefore, most of the psychiatrists worldwide use psychotherapy as compared to hypnotherapy. Okay? Hypnotherapy, the results of psychotherapy are at least equal to hypnotherapy. And that's why hypnotherapy, which is time consuming, it's also very costly. Hypnotherapy, one session, the psychiatrist or psychologist might charge $500 or £500, but a psychotherapy session would require just $50 or £50. So most of the psychiatrists in the world don't use hypnotherapy. Yes. Last one, I suppose. Yeah. Fruits, what the sister is asking, is it required to have Baba's vibrations to prepare and cook the food and eat it rather than eating it raw? This is what the sister is asking. Doesn't matter. If you eat raw fruit or vegetable in Baba's remembrance, gives you the equal, you know, vibrations of purity. If you cook it, it does not mean that it will have an extra power of purity or vibrations. It doesn't matter. Eat what your body requires, which is nutritious. Whether you eat raw or you cooked, it doesn't matter. Yes. Yes. How to get rid of iron deficiency. That's what. Yes. Low hemoglobin level is also very one of the common causes of depression and forgetfulness. So the sister is asking how to increase the amount of iron in your food. Spinach is one of them. Spinach is not everything. Okay, I'll give you the list of it. You choose which is of liking to you. Jaggery, the cheapest. Brown sugar you call in the West? Yeah? Jaggery. You call it molasses?
Right.
That's a rich source of iron. All brown and red fruits and vegetables are rich source of iron. Okay? That includes spinach. Sorry? Bangan. Yes. Brinjal. Brinjal is a rich source of iron.
Yes.
All black, brown, red vegetables and fruits, they are rich in iron. Okay? Your fig, dry fruit, fig, is also a rich source of iron. Oranges. Pomegranate. Dates, yes, to an extent, yes, is a rich source of iron. Beetroots, yes, as a salad. But diabetics should avoid taking beetroots. It has a lot of sugar also. Beetroots. Okay, is it enough? I hope you will improve your health and you will be more fit next year. I'm going to United States next week, and Shiluben requested me, why don't you spare time? I said, I'm preparing busy by myself, you know. But anyway, nice to talk to you all. Yeah? East Coast. Where are you living?
New York. I think you've been there.
Yes. 3 years back. Yeah. I'm leaving on 31st morning, and I'll be there for 1 month. But in New York, I'll stay for just 2-3 days, not more. Not how many hours. I'm going to visit my Lockheed relatives, and then Atlanta, and then Edison, New Jersey. Hope and wish all of you would be more fit and fine next year. Sorry? Yes, sleep. I forgot to tell you something about sleep. So many Brahmins dozing and during class and Namrit Vela. So I give you one or three or four points, quick points of how to improve your quality of sleep. The first thing, everyone has his or her own requirement of sleep. But average sleep of an individual is 8 hours. 8 hours. Plus or minus 1 hour. If you don't sleep 8 hours in your bed at night time, you will sleep in Amrit Vela or in Murli class and complete the quota of your sleep. So make sure that you sleep in your bed enough. It should be good, sound, deep, refreshing sleep. Quality of sleep should be good. If you haven't slept in a bed, you will tend to sleep in the class, or you will tend to sleep in a train or flight, wherever you are sitting. And you will finish the quota, daily requirement of your quota of your sleep, while dozing off. And what they call paying namaz. Yeah? In Muslim, they do namaz, they pray namaz, you know, in this month. Low hemoglobin is one of the causes of fatigue, tiredness, and extra sleep. One of the causes. But if your hemoglobin levels are normal, and then still you are dozing off and sleeping on the chair, on the sofa, this is not normal. Yeah. 8 hours plus or minus one. Baba says, Baba was, you know, 80s, he was in 80s and 90s, and so he was talking about his just a last word before we depart. Most of the illnesses are going to vanish from the world with the scientific advances in the medical science. Stem cell therapy, gene therapy, this kind of therapies are coming in a big way, which is going to eradicate all the illnesses from the world. All the doctors are going to starve. including myself. Thank you.
Then we will have golden age.